This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. We've got sort of an unusual guest today with Larry Morrissey. Larry's the former mayor of the city of Rockford, Illinois. Rockford's one of the largest cities in Illinois. In his role as mayor, in four terms, 12 years as mayor, he ultimately came to the conclusion that his biggest job was making sure healthcare was delivered well and in an improving way to his population. It was a fascinating evolution for him. He now serves as the Vice President of Government Affairs, Vice President of Business Development for Marathon Health. We're going to talk a little bit about his experience as mayor and how he came to that conclusion, how it ties into police brutality and a lot of other issues, and then talk a little bit about what he's doing at Marathon Health today. Larry, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. Larry Morrissey, hail out of Rockford, Illinois, where I served as mayor for 12 years, as you said, 2005 to 2017, and today I work for Marathon Health and support Marathon Health efforts across the nation in government affairs and business development roles.
And take a moment and talk about how, as mayor, in looking at police brutality issues, all kinds of issues, this is not to politicize the issue one bit, but how did you come to look at police brutality as much a healthcare issue as any other kind of issue?
Yeah, so again, I didn't expect this going into my time in office, but really dealing with police use of force became a defining issue for me in my time. We had some very tragic events, and really before Black Lives Matter and a lot of the issues that you see unfolding across the nation today, we were dealing with it, some very tragic incidents. And through that process, I came to see this really disturbing pattern that the officers that were getting into trouble, that were involved in a high percentage of our deadly use of force incidents, you know, in hindsight, we came to find these folks were diagnosed with things like PTSD. They had their own undiagnosed or untreated traumas, and ultimately that's a healthcare issue. And we realized if we're going to improve outcomes in our community, it has to start by improving the health of our own people. And in particular, first responders, police, fire, EMTs, they face incredible traumas each and every day. And they've been within a culture of a work culture where it wasn't always acceptable to talk about what you're going through. I mean, some horrible, horrible tragedies. And if we don't deal with those issues on the front end, then we ultimately deal with them in the back end.
And talk a little bit about how you transitioned from being mayor, taking leadership of healthcare as mayor, to be healthcare for your entire population, really, and the police force, and into what you do today at Marathon Health. Take a moment to tell us about Marathon Health.
Thank you very much. So, I was in the middle of this. You know, I would call it a evolution of my thinking about my job. It didn't happen overnight. But we were originally, I started talking about healthcare internally within our organization, not because of the police issue, but because we had a healthcare fund for our health plan that was extremely rich, getting poor outcomes, and was completely underwater. In other words, we owed our health fund, owed a lot of money to our general fund. We were subsidizing the premium costs. We were in a union environment, collective bargaining environment. So essentially, we were subsidizing costs of that health plan in order to keep labor peace. We couldn't sustain that. It was going to start costing us very significant operationally, significant issues. So we had a lot of battles with our collective bargaining groups. Ultimately, we started putting some changes in, raised premiums. That didn't make them happy, but that wasn't enough. We weren't improving outcomes. Our costs were continuing to escalate. We sort of did a wellness 1.0. We introduced some biometric screening, health risk assessments. We started thinking about population health for our own people. But the real change came when we decided to go out to market. And originally, I thought it would be crazy. How could we run our own health center? But as I studied the market, worked with our health consultant and broker, we did an RFI and an RFP, and then we stumbled upon this company called Marathon Health. And 2013, we hired them to operate a worksite health center for our employees, and we really started seeing the difference that can be made when you go direct to market and you bring in a health center to take care of your employees directly. And that sort of introduced me to population health for our own employees, but simultaneously we were doing population health initiatives out in the community. And the big one we became notable for in 2015 was that we were identified as the first city in the nation to reach what's called functional zero, effectively ending veteran homelessness. And then the following year, we reached the same goal for chronic homelessness. We did it using population health methodologies. We created by name lists, literally identifying, if you think of homelessness as a chronic health condition, you have to know who is actually out there. And once we created the by name list, it became a lot, our case management interventions became a lot more effective. Our teams became more effective. And so ultimately my career at Marathon Health stemmed from learning about population health and practice as a mayor. And now we do that working with other employers across the nation.
And take a moment, Larry, on what are your top three priorities today? What do you view as your top three priorities today? I mean, a fascinating journey as a mayor in an evolution, you're thinking about police brutality and healthcare and population health. What are your top three priorities today?
So at Marathon Health, we work with employers, literally public and private employers. We're in over 40 states, over 550,000 covered members that utilize our health centers. What we're really thinking about right now as an organization, and I'm banging the drum on this every day, is employers matter. With over 150 million people covered by employer-sponsored health plans in our nation, it's a huge, monumental element of the demand side of the healthcare equation. What we've really not done as a nation of employers is effectively use that leverage to drive healthcare improvement. And it's not enough to just have, my personal experience is you can't just have a plan and a network. You have to be doing interventions with individual employees, which is what we try to do. But many times you end up talking to HR departments, healthcare, traditional professionals, and they're not communicating with the C-suite. So we're really trying to get the message out that from the employer standpoint, yes, you have to have healthcare professionals within your organization, but the corporate C-suite matters, and they need to be engaged in these conversations if we're going to drive improvement and keep healthcare affordable and effective in our nation. Actually make it more affordable and effective. The second thing I would talk about is just the overall huge impact that COVID has had on the delivery of healthcare. The virtual piece has exploded. That's a very positive thing. The reduction in regulations around virtual care has allowed us to expand services to a lot more people, to engage a lot more people. We don't see that going away. That's going to be a lasting element. But I would say the big thing, sort of the third thing I would note, is that we're missing an opportunity through COVID to talk about the incredible importance of impacting chronic health conditions. You want to reduce the likelihood of a terrible outcome with COVID-19, then we need to be dealing with underlying health conditions, chronic disease, metabolic syndrome, diabetes, all the other things that are all these preventable diseases that as a nation we've been glossing over. So when we engage with patients, our goal is to build relationships, use those relationships to drive long-term health improvement, dealing with chronic health conditions. So that's a lot of our conversations today. We're really focusing on those three goals. That's a lot of my discussions that I'm having today.
Larry, just fascinating to watch what you accomplished in Rockford, what you're trying to accomplish today, and it's really a more hands-on population health approach, case management approach, patient individual interview discussion approach, and it's really fascinating. Larry, I want to thank you for joining the Becker's Healthcare podcast today. Where can people learn more about you or about Marathon Health?
Yeah, so we're on the web. You can certainly learn more through our website, marathon-health.com. We've got operations, as I mentioned, in over 40 states. I'm right here in Rockford, Illinois, happy to answer any questions anybody might have. And, we just say that we do two things. We operate worksite health centers, and we help employers manage population health. And we see ourselves over time building networks of clinics in major markets across the country. We've done that in Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Charlotte, North Carolina, and we're building out several more in 2021. We just see this employer-sponsored healthcare movement becoming more and more important for our nation to drive improvement. And what's really interesting is when you think about healthcare, Scott, there's so much conversation in Washington about who's going to pay the bill, but not enough, in my opinion, conversation about how to actually improve outcomes. The other thing that we see is that that has to happen at the local level. I've written about this article called Healthy City, Healthy Nation. It's part of my overall approach that I try to capture what I see the future of healthcare is really effective local networks, that healthcare ecosystem improving at the local level. If I could be helpful, Marathon Health, helpful for anybody as they're evaluating those kinds of opportunities, I'd love to be able to do that.
Thank you. You hit something very right. You said that in Washington, there's discussions all the time about where does money go? Does it go to Medicare? Does it go to Medicaid expansion? Does it go to the ACA? Where does it go? And, you know, different parties fighting over more money, less money, where the money goes. But so little discussion about what are practical ways to take care of and improve treatment and just the overall health of individuals, whether due to metabolic syndrome, obesity, dealing with this chronic illnesses and taking care of people, taking care of homelessness one person at a time, and how you talked about it when you were mayor of Rockford and more. It's really a brilliant insight by yourself. There's also discussion about where money goes, but not enough about how do we actually improve things one patient at a time and population-wise right. as well. Larry, I want to thank you for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Just fantastic to visit with you.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.